Line 10. First of all, congratulations to Anchor on their acquisition by Spotify. Of course, this is something I've been thinking a lot about with the news that Spotify is paying $230 million for Gimlet and an unknown amount for Anchor. It's pretty clear what Spotify's up to, and I think Ben Thompson nails it in his Tritechery column. But my thoughts, you know, Spotify's always had this problem, the same problem Pandora has and has almost killed Pandora, and you know, any other, you know, Deezer and Tidal and any other music streaming service that doesn't have an income stream from somewhere else, like Apple, Google, and Amazon, is you're at the mercy of the record companies, and your margin is totally dependent on what the record companies decide to charge you. And that's obviously untenable. Netflix handled it. I mean, there's a absolute precedent for this. Netflix handled it. When the movie industry said, you can't have our good movies, Netflix said, fine, we'll make our own. And that's proven extremely successful for Netflix. Spotify's a little different in one respect. Netflix makes its money in subscriptions only. One thing I learned from Ben's column and didn't know is that Spotify makes hundreds of millions of dollars. In fact, several times what the entire podcast industry makes per year in advertising sales. I've never heard an advertisement on Spotify. Maybe that's because I'm a premium member. But it already has a massive advertising engine. So the difference between Spotify and Netflix is it has two ways to monetize. One is subscribers, of course, and it's done very well. In fact, it had its first profitable quarter this year. And two is with advertising. And it's clear that because they don't want to be in the grip of the music industry, they're going to expand into original content creation, aka podcasts. What's also clear is those podcasts will have to be exclusives for the most part, even though Spotify has kind of hinted it won't do that. I think they will because, of course, that's what drives revenue stream number one, subscriptions. You have to subscribe to Spotify to get your favorite podcast, you're going to do it. It also has a second stream, and it is actually the more interesting stream because if they can successfully sell advertising on podcasts, they're going to draw podcasters to them. And with the addition of Anchor, the WordPress of podcasting, as somebody said, this makes a lot of sense. A lot of people who thought about doing podcasts will do them because this is so easy. Anchor's easily the best way to make a podcast from your smartphone, which is what I'm doing right now, lying on a hotel bed in Marina Del Rey, ready to go to a meeting with a client. It's a lot of work to sell ads onto your podcast. A lot of work. Anchor's doing it, sort of, and Spotify clearly could really do it, and that would be very attractive. On the other hand, is this good for podcast listeners and podcasters? No, in my opinion. You don't want, as a listener, to have to subscribe to Spotify to get your favorite podcast. That's crazy. Podcasts are free. You shouldn't have to pay for them. And by extension, that means podcasters will be, I think, unfortunately, a little bit fragmented by this. There'll still be free podcasts distributed on other platforms. But if Spotify becomes the dominant ad sales platform, it will, I think, ultimately mean that unless you've got an organization, as I do with Twit, that can do ad sales, you're just not even going to consider making a free podcast. You're going to go to Spotify and Anchor. So the future is very interesting. I think this changes the world of podcasting dramatically. And it certainly got me thinking about what we do with Twit going forward.